This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday attended a meeting with Germany's Federal Security Cabinet in Berlin. Zelensky was accompanied on the visit by Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and greeted by German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. Earlier Sunday, Zelensky met with German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, followed by a welcome with military honors from German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. It was his first visit to Berlin since the start of the war and came a day after the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth more than 2.7 billion euros or $3 billion, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition. Both pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian protesters took to the streets of the German town of Aachen on Sunday prior to President Zelensky's visit. Ukraine supporters marched through the town's main streets carrying anti-war placards depicting Russian President Vladimir Putin. A small group of pro-Russia protesters stood with banners flanked by a heavy police presence. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced, the AP's Karen Chamas reports.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Votes are being counted in Thailand in national elections, seen as a pivotal test of the military's hold on power and the chance for political change in a country where victory at the ballot box is often thwarted by coups and court rulings. About 52 million eligible voters are choosing among progressive and conservative parties, with the military seeking to preserve its hold on power after nearly a decade of government-led or backed by the army. International business professor Pavita Pananand.
This kind of policy might lead to other types of issues. My concern is on how these short-term policies would address the kind of the structural issue that we really need to address. So structural reform that would allow younger generation to have a chance in moving up the economic ladder.
Sunday's vote is the first since youth-led pro-democracy demonstrations broke out in 2020. Any disputed election results could lead to a fresh round of political instability. Voters in Turkey also going to the polls Sunday for pivotal parliamentary and presidential elections that are expected to be tightly contested and could be the biggest challenge Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces in his two decades in power. He said Sunday, I hope that once all the votes have been counted for our country, for our nation, for our democracy, a good future. He added, all he wants is for voters to go and cast their votes without worry. The vote will either grant the increasingly authoritarian Erdogan a new five-year term in office or set the NATO member country on what his opposition contender calls a more democratic path. The U.S. city of Buffalo in the state of New York marks the passing of 1 year since a gunman killed 10 people and injured three others in a racist attack that targeted black people at a city supermarket. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A moment of silence followed by chiming of church bells at 2:28 p.m. honors victims of the massacre at the Tops Friendly Market on May 14, 2022. Inside the remodeled store, fountains flank a poem dedicated to the victims. A permanent memorial is in the works for outside. In the meantime, a hand-painted mural promotes unity with a black and white hand meeting together in prayer. In the years since the shooting, relatives of the victims have spoken before Congress about white supremacy and gun reform. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on any of the stories you've heard here in this newscast, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search VOA News. I'm Diane Robert, VOA News.